Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
The scams are never ending, and the U.S. Justice Department just issued a press release yesterday. Al sent it to me. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. Patient recruiter convicted in $2.8 million telemedicine scheme against Medicare. I've mentioned before, there's money on a table or anywhere. People come out of the woodwork, try to steal it. So Medicare money is a big pot of money, and the scammers will come out and try to get it. But the phrase that catches my attention here is patient recruiter. Patient recruiter. Two words don't belong together. Because generally speaking, if you've got a medical issue, you go to a doctor. Doctor doesn't have to come by you and say, excuse me, you need me? Come on. Hey, you know something? I haven't got enough business. I'm going to send somebody into the neighborhoods and recruit business. Again, something you wouldn't think of, right? Well, the owner of an Orlando area telemarketing call center, which again, we're adding all the things together we don't like, telemarketing call center, was convicted for his role in a kickback scheme involving expensive genetic tests and fraudulent telemedicine services that resulted in the payment of approximately $2.8 million in false and fraudulent claims to Medicare. So these people got together, did this, and got $2.8 million from the government that they didn't deserve. The acting assistant attorney general, David P. Burns, down there, made the announcement. A man who's 34 years old of Kissimmee, Florida, was convicted after a four-day trial of one count of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, three counts of healthcare fraud, one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States and pay and receive healthcare kickbacks, and three counts of receiving kickbacks. But interesting thing is a four-day trial for a federal case involving that many allegations. That's a short trial. According to evidence presented at the trial, the man was the owner of a telemarketing call center in Orlando. Evidence showed that the man targeted Medicare beneficiaries with telemarketing phone calls, falsely stating that Medicare covered expensive cancer screening, genetic testing, or CGX. Tests could cost as much as $6,000 each. After beneficiaries agreed to take the test, the evidence showed that the man paid bribes and kickbacks to telemedicine companies to obtain doctors' orders authorizing the tests. So he's doing it backwards. He's getting people, telling them, you can get the test for free, run the test, then he goes and finds a doctor and says, hey, prescribe the test I just gave this person. And I've heard of variations on this. I've heard of people driving through neighborhoods just asking any adult, have you got a social security number? If you do, get in the van. And they take a van load of people over to a storefront and they have them all sign a paper saying, yes, I've received a wheelchair from this place. They don't get a wheelchair. They get a couple $100. And then this place sends a bill for the wheelchair to the federal government. And they do that until they get caught. And then a couple people go to jail. All the money disappears and another one pops up down the road. So the evidence showed that the telemedicine doctors approved the expensive testing even though they were not treating the beneficiary for cancer or symptoms of cancer, and often without even speaking with the person they were supposedly treating. According to the evidence presented at trial, the man then sold the genetic tests and doctor's orders to laboratories in exchange for more kickbacks. To conceal the illegal kickbacks, the man then submitted invoices to the laboratories and other marketers, making it appear as though he was being paid for hourly marketing services rather than referrals. So it's all a big scam on paper. Between November 2018 and May of 2019, labs submitted more than $2.8 million in claims to Medicare for genetic tests that the man referred to them, of which Medicare paid over $880,000. In that time frame, he personally received approximately $180,000 for his role in the scheme. The case was investigated by the Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General and the FBI, and was brought as part of the Operation Double Helix, a federal law enforcement action led by the Healthcare Fraud Strike Force under the supervision of the Criminal Division's Fraud Section. But the Double Helix, of course, is a reference to the DNA structure as described by Watson and Crick. It focused on fraudulent genetic cancer testing that has resulted in charges against dozens of defendants associated with telemedicine companies for their alleged participation in one of the largest health care fraud schemes ever charged. There were trial attorneys prosecuting the case, and you can learn more about this if you want to. at stopmedicarefraud.gov. Stopmedicarefraud.gov. And, you know, it's weird, but you hear about scams of this sort taking place in all kinds of industries. And I can tell you that I even have heard of attorneys getting caught up in something like this. But by caught up, I mean they were doing something that looks a lot like this. And in that situation, I was familiar with, I remember reading about it, an attorney in Michigan who news swept through the legal community. Did you hear this guy's office got raided by the FBI? FBI raided an attorney's office. Whoa, what? And the allegation was that this attorney had discovered that there are some doctors out there, if you pay them enough, will diagnose anybody with anything. And there are also some insurance companies out there that will pay claims on a case early for pennies in the dollar and settle it rather than take it to trial. Some insurance companies, not all. And so this guy figured out that if he had people just come into his office and say they had some kind of injury, and he could set it up to where it looked like the injury had occurred here or happened in this kind of situation, that he could file a claim and exaggerate the medical condition with a friendly doctor and file the claim. And so there were things that the attorney clearly was doing wrong. I mean, he knew he was doing something wrong. And filed a bunch of cases. And I believe that one got undone when somebody at an insurance company said, you know, it's kind of interesting. We have all these cases coming in. And if you had all the cases lined up by attorney, there'd be a couple here, a couple here, a couple here. And also this one guy's got all these cases and there's a couple here, a couple here. And you look at that and go, how is this guy getting all of those cases to file? Because if you were to contact Ford, GM, or Chrysler, especially before COVID hit, and say, what attorneys file all the lawsuits? There would be some attorneys in there who filed a lot of lemon law lawsuits. But they're also in a very specialized field where people come looking for them, and there's not that many attorneys doing them as many as, like, say, are doing personal injury work. So it's extremely unusual for there to be a statistical anomaly like that with lawyers filing personal injury cases. Why is this one attorney filing all these cases that, and then somebody goes, wait a second, they're all using the same doctor. They're all being treated by the same doctor. So then the thought is, well, maybe this doctor is referring people to the attorney. And so somehow somebody poked around a little bit and discovered that wasn't the case. The attorney was sending people to the doctor. And the attorney was, in essence, recruiting clients. So here, in the case I just told you about in Orlando, it's a guy running a call center who's recruiting patients. He's recruiting patients. And so it combines several things that we complain about here on Leto's Law. And by we, I mean me. But I assume some people watch these videos because they agree with what I'm saying. And that is, the guy is running a scam using a telemarketer type situation, and he's ripping off the government. And it's just a huge, huge ripoff before he gets caught. And the sad part is, I'm sure after he, you know, gets sentenced and all that, how much the money will actually get recovered? You know, we'll have to see. So it's a wild story. It's from the Department of Justice, their own press release for immediate release, dated yesterday. Patient recruiter convicted in $2.8 million telemedicine scheme against Medicare. Al sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Wait a minute. The elders of the internet know who I am?